Welcome, podcast listeners, to episode 32 of the Lone Road iRacers podcast with me, your host, Guy Robertson. And we're going to touch base on a subject tonight known as Farming IR. So, I brought this subject really because I was a farmer last week, folks. I gained over 700 iRating from Thursday through till end of play on Sunday. That was racing in the Formula V at Mount Panorama. So, I started contemplating by the end of the week on this fast track in this slow car, but an excellent car, if it was fair to actually farm iRating. So I thought I'd do the podcast on it. So we're going to start really with understanding what is farming iRacing, iRating points. So farming in iRacing refers to the practice of deliberately entering races with the primary intention of gaining iRating rather than racing competitively. Now, let me stop everybody there. I entered the races to win, not race competitively. I entered races where I didn't know who else was in that race. All I knew is I was enjoying racing around Mount Panorama in the V and gaining some good points with very low SR or Xs or incidents. So that was my intention only. And we carry on with iRating is a skill rating system used in iRacing to match drivers of similar skill levels together in races. Okay, I registered in the race. There was 13 of us in average all through the races. And the iRating went from at some stages 7.4k down to 0.3, 0.2k. Now, I don't ask people to come into that lobby, into that race, to race against better or worse drivers. I just enjoyed racing on Mount Panorama in the V, and I was getting some success. Basically, here's a breakdown of farming in iRacing and whether it's fair. Because, you know, end of the week, there is a final in the weekly series, and this was part of that series, where I also managed to make the final at the end of the week. Didn't win, came second, but I still made it to the end of week series. So the objective of farming, the main goal of farming is to increase one's iRating. Well, that is just normal racing as well, I believe, rather than focusing on the competitive aspect of racing. This may involve such tactics as starting races but not actively participating, intentionally causing accidents to gain safety rating, or exploiting certain loopholes in the system. Well, I raced competitively. I didn't know who else was going to turn up on the track. And I won a lot of races, 11 to be precise. Manipulating races. Farming can include manipulating races in various ways, such as coordinating with other drivers to help each other gain iRating, exploiting game mechanics, or intentionally staying at the back of the pack to avoid risks. Well, let's look at point two there. I didn't manipulate anybody to help me gain. I didn't know anybody else on the track. Exploiting game mechanics? No, I was just faster and more repetitive around the track. Or intentionally staying at the back of the pack to avoid risks. Well, isn't that a strategy when your safety is compromised and you might be demoted? Stay at the back, avoid the risks, let everybody crash off, as happens regularly on iRacing, and we all experience it. And then you gain SR or safety. So I don't agree with point two at all there. impact on competition. So farming can distort the competitive environment by artificially inflating the I rating of drivers who may not necessarily be skilled enough to deserve it. Well, that might be me, folks, but I will never know as I have never had a 2.9k I rating ever while I've been on the service in just over 3 years. So only the following weeks will tell. This can lead to mismatches in skill levels during races and diminish the overall competitiveness of the platform. Well, I don't believe that is the case either. If I registered for, let's say, a radical race and I deemed to be the fastest driver for the next 3 or 4 races, for whatever reason, because that's where it's put me as an iRacer, and I win the races, isn't that down to me rather than I'm farming? I'm just there quicker, enjoying it better than everybody else. And I wouldn't class that as farming. I would just class that as I'm a better driver. So we're going to have a quick break and then we're going to come and talk about is farming fair on iRating? Is it fair? Is it acceptable to run the same race every hour, which iRacing provide, against a fellow competition? So, is farming iRating fair? Farming gives an unfair advantage to those who engage in it by allowing them to artificially boost their iRating without demonstrating genuine racing skill. This can be unfair to other drivers who are generally competing and striving to improve their skills. Okay, well, let's touch base on that point. Again, I'm in a race of roughly 13 people. The race where we had a 7.4k iRacer who didn't put a lap in, and when you're qualifying at Panorama in the V, because of the car's pace, you only get one lap out the two to really get a full lap in, so you can't achieve your second lap. You just may as well sit in the pits. So I happened to get pole for that particular race and actually won the race. The 7.4k driver wasn't any quicker. In fact, he was quite slower than two or three of us on that particular race. So am I generating genuine skill, being faster than and safer than that person, or am I artificially boosting my I rating at that point? I believe personally that I had a better skill in that car on that specific track. Am I a better racer than that particular individual? Probably not overall. But I don't know what other races that individual races against what I race. So did I improve my skills or degraded the upskilling of my fellow competitors? I don't think I did early. Either I was on pole, I was totally ahead on lap one, didn't even come into contact with anybody other than back markers who were coming out of the pit. So I don't agree that it is an unfair advantage. The next point is, does farming iRacing devalue the system? So farming undermines the integrity of the iRacing system by distorting the true skill levels of drivers. It creates an environment where iRating no longer accurately reflects a driver's abilities, which can be frustrating for those who take the competitive aspect of iRacing seriously. Now, that's a little bit confusing, that particular sentence. So how does farming undermine the integrity of the iRating system by distorting the true skill levels of drivers? Now, I've shown true skill for probably, I'd say, getting on for 10 races around the Panorama in the V. My lowest gain was a 2 points when I didn't qualify on my lap and I started P5. And I hit a couple of back markers or a couple of slower cars in the early laps, had to pit, and still made it through to gain 2 points. So I'm not sure that that devalued or distorted the true skill of the drivers. Does it create an environment where iRacing no longer accurately reflects a driver's abilities? Well, as I touched base on earlier, only time will tell. As I said, I've never had nearly a 3K iRating. This is now going to put me in higher splits, probably. But to be honest, most of the series I race, I'm in the higher splits anyway. So the Formula F3s, the FIA F4s, FF1600, the Skip Barbers. I hardly raced the V till I found this particular combo, and that's where I gained all my iRating in the past week. So I'm usually in one of the top splits anyway. So is it distorting, or is it changing, or falsely reflecting my iRating and my driving ability? I don't think it is. Point three, violation of spirit. So farming goes against the spirit of fair competition that iRacing aims to promote. The platform is designed to provide a realistic and competitive racing experience, and farming undermines this by prioritizing artificial gains over genuine skill development and competition. Okay, we're going to reflect on that one next. So, does it go against the spirit of fair competition? Now, let's reflect on a couple of things. Again, I didn't choose who else was registering and racing in the race, so that's not in my control whatsoever. Prioritizing gains. Well, we're all here to upskill and gain more iRating. Most of us are anyway. You know, if we're all honest, nobody wants to see your iRacing plummet. You want to see it gain. So you're racing against better skilled people, skilled drivers. By the end of the week, I started having thoughts about, is it fair? As I was driving around Panorama with 10-second gaps and things like that. Then I thought about, well, what would Max Verstappen do in F1? Do you think because he has won consecutive world championships that he's feeling sorry for his competitive drivers in F1? And does he slow down on purpose to allow them to take over and win a race? Does he heck? He drives that car that he's contracted to do, by the way, to the best of his ability and gain win after win, point after point for his team, himself, and his fans. I don't know if I have any fans on iRacing at all, other than a few friends. But, do you know, I enjoyed gaining that iRacing. Then I also reflected back thinking, okay, is it fair? Then I started thinking about all the times where I have put a complaint into iRacing while I have been smashed off by a reckless driver. And it's been judged as either the driver is at fault or it was a racing incident. Either way, I lost that iRating and I lost that safety rating. And what do we get in the email from iRacing? We get the, oh, it'll balance itself out over the season, or the driver has been spoken to. That is means nothing for me when I've lost 70, 80, 100 iRacing points due to somebody else's poor skill. So I don't think farming iRacing is an unfair advantage. It's degrading the system at all. I think I took advantage of enjoying a track that I was very confident in a car which I gelled with, and was lucky that they were lower skilled, lower classed iRacers in those particular races. And like I said, in one race, there was a 7.4K iRacer who was quite poor on the track, probably never drove the combo or done any practice. So you get your wins and your gains when you can take them, folks. And that's why it's called farming. So we're going to come back in a second for the conclusion.
Dray is the Audible iRacer's companion. Want to improve your results or get more wins? Download Dray, the digital race engineer. Hit the link in the show notes for a 10% discount.
So this little article concludes, farming in iRacing is generally considered unfair as it distorts the competitive environment, provides an unfair advantage to those who engage in it, and undermines the integrity of the iRating system. To maintain fairness and preserve the competitive spirit of iRacing, it's important for the community to discourage and take measures against farming practices. Well, that is all a conclusion of an article on farming in iRacing, folks. Now, my conclusion is, as an iRacer over 3 years now, you enjoy certain tracks and you are good at certain tracks. You are good in some cars and you're very poor in other cars. Now, this combination was unknown to me till last week. I love Mount Panorama. It's one of the tracks I'm confident on. But I've never raced the Formula V. I didn't even have a best lap time till I had a go on Thursday evening last week, folks, just after I finished last week's podcast. Now, I don't feel I was taking any unfair advantage, as I've explained through today's podcast. I feel it was a public race. It wasn't a hosted or a private race where I could maybe choose a little bit who I was racing against. These were members of the iRacing community that I do not know, that could have been quicker than me, better than me, could have crashed into me at any point through human error. But that didn't happen. I was very fast and consistently fast at the same lap times, lap after lap. And I was safe around that specific track. We all know Panorama. So, you know, it's a very dangerous track. Up through the cutting, over Skyline, down through the Dipper and the Forest Elbow. They're all lethal bits of the track where even the best in the world have come a cropper on those sections. So I was better at, shall we say, keeping my car out of the pits. And that's all it was, folks. But because I was gaining iRating for something I was enjoying, I carried on with it. Now, whether that was farming or not in iRacing, and whether or not it should be barred, I'm sure iRacing themselves have got some kind of monitoring system to see if people are bending the rules, found some unknown cheating system within iRacing. But honestly, folks, that wasn't the case for me. 700 iRacing in a week, folks. If you could gain 700 iRating in a week, what would you do? You know, retrospectively thinking backwards now. If I offered you a track and a combo where every other iRacer in that series was slightly slower than you, you'd rip my hand off, I'm sure. So give me your thoughts on that on emails, or post it in the Facebook page, what your feedback is, folks, to farming in iRacing. Well, that's the end of another podcast, folks, all around farming on iRacing tonight. Don't forget to hit the like and follow on the Facebook link. Hit that 10% discount for Dre if you're looking for a brand new rain-ready spotter. Don't forget the community racing that will be available every Friday night. We're leaving the password off these days, and we enjoyed a real good 20 car on a dirt oval last week. It was absolutely manic, but we really enjoyed it. Until then, folks, I'll see you on track soon. Happy iRacing.